All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stasek in the house here at the Wells Fargo Center. Waiting for the 43rd Flyers Wise Carnival to get underway. Doors open at 11 o'clock. We'll be having some guests in and out. Of course, Jason Martinez takes over at 12. He'll be in goal, actually, in the shootout or whatever it's called from 10:30 to 11:30. Then he's here on the microphone till I think 3. That's when the carnival is over. So only one session today. It goes from 11 to 3. And I should have some players and or coaches in the 11 o'clock hour here, so stick around for that. Seeing a lot of old cronies of mine running around, setting up, faxing out their cameras, and running the food stands. Good time down here. A lot of folks getting all ready to go and getting this place geared up. Can feel the buzz. There's a line already forming outside, and it is, what time is it? It's like 10 o'clock. And they're already in line to get to the, to get to their stations as quickly as they can. Good time had by all down here, so get yourself down. It's a great cause as well. 43rd Annual Flyers Carnival here at the Wells Fargo Center. I'm outside section 110, 111. If you want to stop by and say hello, I would love to see you. Already seen some of my friends, my homeboys here. So having a good time. We're talking Flyers hockey, which is somewhat of a rarity, but let's do it. Flyers are hot. 62 games played. They're 35-20-7, good for 77 points. 3 games out of first in the Metro Division. Washington lost to New Jersey last night. Pittsburgh lost to Buffalo, so neither of those teams gained points on Le Flyer. 20 games left in the season. They are 23. They are plus 23 in goals for versus goals against. 7-3-0 in their last 10. 3 straight games. They beat the Blue Jackets twice this week. And then they knocked off Winnipeg yesterday at home. Their 1,200th home victory yesterday. 1,200 home victories for Les Flyers. Beat the Blue Jackets this week 5-1 on Tuesday. 4-3 on Thursday in Columbus. Back-to-back set with the Blue Jackets, so Flyers are hot. Flyers are hot right now. They are hot. They have been getting a lot of production from their third line. Tyler Pitlick and Scott Laughton both had, Laughton had 2 goals yesterday. Pitlick had 1, so that's good for 3 of the 4 goals yesterday by the Flyers. So the third line was kicking. Kevin Hayes has been unbelievable. He had a couple goals. Where did he have some goals this week? He had some goals. He had 2 goals. He had the game-winning goal in overtime on Thursday, and he had 2 goals. When did he have 2 goals? He had 2 goals. Laughton had 2 goals yesterday. Kevin Hayes had the winner, and he also had a goal in the first period on Tuesday night en route to a 5-1 victory over the Blue Jackets. So Kevin Hayes has been hot, the number 2 line center. Konechny's been hot. And, of course, Couturier had a nice goal yesterday. Picked the puck out of a crowd and then snapped one into the high right corner. It was a phenomenal shot, and Couturier just turning out to be quite a player here for the Flyers. And, of course, he centers Claude Giroux and Jake Voracek on the first line. And hopefully we'll be getting some of these guys in the 10 o'clock hour, or the 11 o'clock hour, I should say. Okay, here it is. I see. Okay, I'm looking at the schedule today in terms of the... Step back, my apologies. I guess Eric set this up with me. Okay, so here's what we have. We have at 11 o'clock... Who do we have at 11 o'clock? We have Matt Niskanen at 11 o'clock. Then we have Michael Raffel at 11:20. Travis Konechny at 11:35. Then we have Sean Couturier at 11:50. All right. Good. We've got a good lineup. That's a good lineup. Getting Kutz in there before we roll. And then, of course, at 12 o'clock, Jake Voracek, Claude Giroux. He'll be, they'll both be with Jason Martinez, Elaine Vigneault, who's done a phenomenal job. The team's really bought into his system. And again, the Flyers are 3 points out of first in the Metro Division. They are right now locked into a playoff spot should the season end, or if it's ended today. Let's take a look at, looking at the standings now. They have a game against the Sharks on the 25th. Today's the 23rd, so in 2 nights. So on Tuesday night, they have a game against the Sharks. That's in San Jose. Let's see here. I remember I said you have to go far down to find the NHL. This is embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing where the NHL is on this list in ESPN. Shouldn't happen. Not a good idea for this to happen this way. But let's check the standings. Here we go. Flyers, 3 points out of first in the Metropolitan Division. Pens and Caps both lost last night. They're tied for 80 points and first in the Metropolitan Division, although the Caps have two games in hand over the Flyers. I'm sorry, one game in hand. The Penguins have two games in hand over the Flyers. So we'll see how that pans out. Probably not going to catch Washington or Pittsburgh, but you never know. They could. Of course, the Islanders are trailing the Flyers by 3 points. Same with the Carolina Hurricanes. Same with the Columbus Blue Jackets. All three teams have 74 points. And, of course, the league leaders in the Eastern Conference. That would be the Boston Bruins at 39-12-12. Good for 90 points. Tampa Bay is second. They have 40 wins, 17 losses, 5 ties. Good for 85 points. But the Metropolitan Division winner gets the 2 seed. So right now Tampa Bay would be the 3 seed, and either Pittsburgh or Washington would be the number two seed behind Boston. Just playing lights out hockey this year. Came this close to winning another cup. They won one in 2011. They came close, I believe, the next year. They lost to the Blackhawks in a debacle. They kind of gave that series away. They played a game 7 in Boston last year after having to go to St. Louis and win game 6. They get back to Boston for game 7, and the Blues just took care of them. Boston looked out of sync all night. Give credit to their Blues. They went 4-1. It shows you that anything can happen and does happen sometimes in the NHL, because in January of last year, as you know how the story goes, Craig Berube's team was in last place in the entire league. Last place in the entire league were the St. Louis Blues. They were probably about 6 zillion to 1 to win the whole cup. So if you bet some money on the Blues in January last year, you made some money. And they run the table. They win 4 series, including a game 7 on the road in Boston. They are your cup winners. First cup they have ever won in their existence. Amazing. Amazing. Came into the league same year the Flyers did in 67 as one of the expansion teams that took the league, and along with the Kings, and who else was in that expansion? The Kings, I think the Penguins, the St. Louis Blues. Anyway, the Flyers won 2 cups early. Took St. Louis about 50 years to win their first, but Craig Berube got it done. Didn't get it done here. Got fired here after a short stint, but did a great job in St. Louis. Congratulations to the Blues. They are the cup winners right now. Let's go to John in Center City on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny, what's up? Not yet? Not yet for Johnny? All right, we've got to wait a few seconds for Johnny. He's in Center City. He's next up on the Comcast Sports Line. So if you want to chime in, talk about the Flyers, how hot they are. The Sixers got smoked last night like I thought they would against Milwaukee, 119-98. They are 13.5 games out of first place behind those Bucks. 48-8 are the Milwaukee Bucks. They are rolling this year, just rolling this year. And again, outside that 18-point performance on December 25th, Christmas Day, by the Greek Freak, he's averaged in 5 other games against the 76ers and Embiid, 39.2 points, 57% shooting percentage from the field. Just amazing. So he also said, I thought this was cool, because Embiid declared himself the best player in the league the other night, and Giannis was cool with it. Although Giannis smoked him last night, Embiid had 17 points on he didn't have a great shooting night. He was 5 of 18 and a minus 18. Giannis had 31 points, 17 boards last night. He said it's great. He loves Joel Embiid. He's a good friend of his. He thinks it's fine that he called himself the best player in the world. He says, you know, as a professional athlete, you want to always think you're the best player. And you know, he kind of backed them up a little bit, although I think it's silly when you say that and then you go out and you get smoked by the MVP. And, you know, Embiid's consistent at 39 points the other night, but then didn't perform all that well in the game before that, then didn't perform all that well last night. Of course, they didn't have Ben Simmons, so they have a little bit of a built-in excuse. Hey, Hound, Bob Kelly in the house. a little bit of a built-in excuse. He played, I think, 4 minutes, a little close to five, but he left the game with that lower back injury, and he's going to have tests done on it. We'll see how much time he misses, if at all. So far in 3 years, Ben Simmons has played in 213 games out of 230, so he's been pretty healthy since that first year when he broke his leg and couldn't play, or messed up his knee and couldn't play that first year. Has played 213 of 230 games since. He's being evaluated because after the All-Star game, he missed a game against the Nets and then missed most of the game last night against Milwaukee. I don't know if it's becoming a trend or not, but Embiid missed 8 games after the All-Star game last year. He shouldn't have played anyway. He was kind of hurt going in. He missed 8 games. That's to me, it's an immaturity. It's a sign of immaturity. I think he needs to grow up a little bit still. Ben Simmons is young, certainly has to grow up, certainly has to expand his game. The team's relatively soft, can't win on the road. Brett Brown doesn't lay the hammer. They don't have an alpha dog. You have Josh Richardson, who just got here, calling players-only meetings. The team is... They look okay at home. They look like a decent squad at home. They look awful on the road, and you have to win on the road to win in the postseason. I don't think the Sixers are built that way. I don't like the head coach. I mean, I like him as a guy. I think they need to make a change. You're probably going to let the season run out, see what Brett Brown does, give him this last shot. But I think if they don't get to the NBA Finals, forget about the conference finals. Forget about it. They were this close last year to the conference finals. That doesn't mean anything to me. Come out of the East. Show me that you can knock off the other teams in the East, represent the East, and then I'll give you an extension. I'll keep you around a little bit. Other than that, so what if they make it to the conference finals? That's one more, that'd be one more victory than last year. Because if they had won Game 7, they'd have been in the conference finals against Milwaukee. But I think they need to make it to the NBA finals for Brett Brown to keep his job. Let's go to John in Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing great. You're talking about the Sixers, and I wanted to make some finer points. But I can't really watch the Sixers because they're a train wreck. On the road, very, very hard to watch because I don't think that they're not getting along as a team. They have all this talent, but they only flash it at home. But
it's crazy the difference in the level of play between home and road for the 76ers. They look like a completely different team.
Right, and they lack discipline, and that discipline's going to catch up to them when they get into the playoffs.
I agree with that.
They play a great game against Milwaukee on Christmas Day. I'm all pumped up. And then at New Year's Eve, they didn't show up against the Pacers. And that's coaching. That's leadership.
They don't have good leadership.
I agree, and as much as Brett Brown, you want to see him succeed, he seems like that's a nice man. I don't think they respect him. I agree.
They certainly don't fear him. I don't know if they respect him or not. I think they like him because he's pretty easygoing. He kind of lets them do what they want to do. I think they need a coach that needs to instill more discipline and kind of have a heavy hand at times when he needs to have the heavy hand.
Well, isn't that tough in the NBA now? It seems like the players rule, and the coaches
But you can still have a coach that kind of comes in and lays the wood once in a while, and players will respond. But I think they just run over Brett because he's that easygoing and he's like a father figure.
Yeah, I agree. But you were talking about the Sixers, but I wanted to make that. I'm so happy to see the Flyers. I'm so happy to see the Flyers playing playoff hockey and beating top teams. It's really good to see. And any chance, too, they got parity. And it's fun to watch. There's so much parity. A lot of teams can win the Cup this year. And it's really enjoyable.
No, I agree. I appreciate the call, Johnny. I totally agree. Have a good day, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon. Yeah, there's a lot of parity. There's a lot of parity in hockey, and anybody can win the cup in hockey. Maybe not anybody, but you can have a team that comes out of nowhere like the Blues did, like the Kings did in 2012, and, get it done. It can happen. Can it happen to the Flyers this year? I don't know. I think they are kind of deep. I just don't think they have enough talent. I don't think they have enough talent to get it done. They have some talent, not enough talent. and that's going to hurt them. But they are kind of deep. They have good players. They have a lot of first-round picks, a lot of homegrown talent. So they are 3 points out of the Metro Division, and they play game 63 on Tuesday night in San Jose. So we'll see if they can keep it going. They've won 3 straight, 7 of 10. We've got to take a break. I'm Joe Stasek. We're at the Flyers Wives Carnival. Get down here. It's from 11 to 3, and I'm here till noon today until Jason Martinez takes over. We're coming right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stasek in the house till 12 o'clock, high noon here at the Wells Fargo Center. We are here for the 43rd annual Flyers Wives Carnival. Going to be a great event today. It starts at 11 o'clock. That's when the doors open. There is already a line outside. People are ready to bust down those doors, get in here, and get to their favorite booths. Of course, Jason Martinez will be along at noon. We'll have some guests. I'll have some guests. I'll have Matt Miskinen and 11 o'clock. Michael Raffel, 11:20. I got Sean Couturier before I get out of here at noon. Interesting to hear what Kutz has to say. So we are talking some Flyers this morning as they are on a roll. 1-7 of 10. 1-3 straight. They play in San Jose on Tuesday night. They are 3 points out of first in the Metro Division because the Washington Capitals lost last night to the New Jersey Devils 3-2. Pittsburgh lost to Buffalo 5-2. Ovi, by the way, did get his 700th goal. Congratulations to him. In typical Ovi style, a one-timer from the right point, right top of the right circle, actually. Hits a laser into the far left corner. 700 for Ovi. Good for him. So if you want to talk some Flyers, please do. We don't get a chance to talk Flyers around here too much. Until April, when they're looking like they're making the playoffs and maybe getting set to play a round with somebody. Of course, they haven't won a round since 2012 against the Penguins. 2012 versus the Penguins. They won a round before that against the Sabres the year before. Then they won 3 rounds the year before, went to the finals against the Blackhawks. We know what happened then. So it's been a while. Been a while since they won a round. They lost to the New York Rangers since then in the first round series the year they went to, probably 2014, the year the Rangers went to the finals against the Kings. They lost in 7 games. They lost in game 7 in Madison Square Garden. And they lost to the Capitals in a series 3 years ago, 4-2. So Flyers haven't won in a while, but looks like they got some things together. They're on a roll, and looks like they're heading into the postseason again, which would be great to have postseason hockey around here once again. Right now, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike in KOP. You're on 97.5. What's up, Michael?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
How are you, man?
Good. So, Embiid, I think, when are we allowed to criticize him for having almost the gas tank of a moped? The
guy can, right now.
I mean, think about it. He had a monster game the other night. Great. But now he only scores 17 points, and he's basically the only guy on the floor with Ben Simmons gone and Tobias not scoring at all. I mean, he can't muster more than 17. I don't want to hear him talk about himself as the greatest player when he can't even muster 2 games back-to-back and play a good level 2 games in a row. It's ridiculous.
I'm with you, bro. I mean, if you're going to be claiming yourself as the greatest player in the world, you better show it. You know, you look stupid. I'm sorry, you look stupid when you come out and throw up 17 points after a 39-point game and you're talking about yourself as the best player in the world when you're watching Giannis every night go for 32. It's ridiculous.
This is why I have such a hard time with this team. And then whenever I criticize Embiid, everybody just calls me a hater. But this guy doesn't live up to the hype. He loves to talk about himself as being the best. But he obviously isn't in good cardio shape because he can't go 2 games in a row. So he doesn't take the game seriously enough to be in shape. And he doesn't have the right mindset where he's like, he actually cares about playing. Like, he's just so frustrating. He has all this talent, but he doesn't care to apply himself to use it fully.
I agree with you. He's not a complete player. He has these things surrounding him. First of all, I think he's a little immature. He worries about other things more than basketball sometimes, and he likes to yap, and he likes to get into it with folks. And so I'm okay with having fun. And, you know, you can say whatever you want. I don't really care. It's what you do on the court. I'm just saying he looks a little stupid when he says things like that. And he goes out and he puts up 17.
He looks a lot stupid. He looks a lot stupid.
He does look a lot stupid. He really does.
And what's with Ben? Is this like a legit injury, like, that we should be concerned about?
It's possibly, yeah. It's a lower back.
I mean, I know they had some sort of x-ray already, and they're going for an MRI. I mean, are we going to hear something by Monday?
Yeah, probably. He's having an MRI. When is he having it? Today? He'll probably hear something by tomorrow. Sure.
So I don't know. I mean, if Ben's are hurt seriously and Embiid can't play two games in a row, I don't know how anybody in this city can think we have any kind of hopes for going deep in the playoffs. It's just everybody wants it so badly and so desperately, but I just don't see it coming to fruition.
I think it's crazy, to be honest with you, Mike, how these people are blind loyalists and think that. I still hear people say, well, they'll get it together, and I think this team is ripe to make the conference finals. I'm like, are you tripping?
Yeah,
I mean, it is possible, but they're not making it to the NBA finals. They're not going to get past Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, what I just said, I guarantee you four people are going to be like, "Everybody, what? How can you hate on Joel Embiid?" You're going to get so many people just, why do you give Joel Embiid brief calls? Just like the guy's untouchable. You can't talk about him in a negative way.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Michael, I appreciate it. You too, Mike. Thanks, buddy. It's Mike and KOP. Always a favorite. Is he off? There you go. A fan favorite around here. Always has some things to say. Yeah, we're talking about Joel Embiid. He's what he is. When he wants to play, when he can play, when he's allowed to play, like he did the other night against Brooklyn with the 39 points. Ridiculous. He looks ridiculous in a positive way, but he also looks ridiculous when he comes out and says he's the best player in the world, and he puts up a 17 spot on, what, 5 of 18 shooting last night? You know, against the Greek Freak, it's his opportunity to go up against the MVP, the reigning MVP, and do your thing. And he looked ridiculous. All right, yes, he doesn't have a huge gas tank. He's a little immature. He's not a leader. Not a leader. Supposed to be the face of your franchise, and he's not a leader. Ben Simmons, the second face of your franchise, not a leader. I know they're young. That's okay. Sidney Crosby was a captain like 9 minutes into the league. Giroux was captain early. You can be a leader and be young. Usually it's the best player on your team or one of the best players on your team because they lead by example. Follow me. I'll take you there. These guys aren't leaders. And Embiid and Simmons are not leaders. So then you go down the ring and say, well, who's your leader? Let's see. Tobias Harris, no, he doesn't say boo. And he's an okay player. He's a good player, but, for, you know, he's not a max player. And he's got a max deal. He makes more than Kawhi Leonard does per annum, which is ridiculous. He's okay. 11 points last night. I need like 23 out of him every night. He's going to match his salary. And you got Josh Richardson. Is he a leader? I guess he could be. I mean, it seems like he tried to kind of grab the thing by the throat and take over. When he saw guys, he was calling out guys and calling players only meetings. He's only been here a half a second, and he's your leader. He's not a great player. He's an okay player. Got thrown in the Jimmy Butler deal. He's okay. Jimmy Butler was the leader on this team. He was the alpha. They don't have an alpha dog. They don't have a guy who can take over a game anytime he wants to. Embiid can't. Embiid can take over the game, but it doesn't seem like anytime he wants to. They need an alpha dog. They had one in Jimmy Butler. Unfortunately, he wanted to go to Miami. Not the Sixers' fault, but he wanted to go to Miami. He wanted to go elsewhere. He made a good call. He's playing ball down there. Loves it near South Beach. And you know, Pat Riley, give him a lot of credit for turning that program around. But there's your alpha dog. They need a guy like that. They need a closer. They don't have a closer down the stretch. Who gets the ball late in the game on this team? Who gets the ball late? Embiid? So you can watch him go up top and launch a three. Who gets the ball late? All you have to do is protect the rim. You're not letting Ben Simmons shoot on you. Tobias Harris? Who's the guy who's going to knock down that shot? Who's your closer? Who's your clutch player? Up and down the list, I don't see one. You tell me. Alex Burks? You going to be your closer? Who's the alpha dog? They have a couple betas, no alphas. Team can't win without an alpha. And their best player is soft. And he's hurt all the time. And when I say that, I'm talking about Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons, I put him behind Joel Embiid. He's kind of one-dimensional. In fact, he is one-dimensional. He could certainly be a better player, maybe even take over that spot if he added to his game a jump shot. Doesn't want to take it still. When is he going to take it? If he's not ready to take a shot now, when will he be ready to take a shot? I don't know. I've seen all the highlights every summer. I see them put together. This is what our boy Ben Simmons is doing. He's in the gym. He's practicing. Talking about practice, knocking down threes left and right. Of course, you can slant any tape to look like, you know, you're Steph Curry. But, I mean, he can shoot. Of course, he's not being guarded by anybody. He's, like, playing with some of his bumpkin friends. But I need to see it. He could be the best player on this team if he had a jump shot. He'd be deadly. Then you'd have to come out on him, and he'll blow right by you. Right now, no one has to come out on him. He's not going to take the shot. Is he still embarrassed to attempt to shoot the basketball? Because I've been thinking of that for 2-3 years. To me, that's the reason he doesn't shoot. He's embarrassed. He feels like he's going to embarrass himself. Sorry, you got to start somewhere. You got to take some shots. That's the only way you're going to get better, taking shots in games. Not in practice, not in an empty gym, in a real live basketball game. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Al Horford. Nice backup for Embiid. He doesn't look like the player he was last year even. Looks older, looks slower. Alex Burks looks like a nice addition, which is interesting because his press conference when he got here, it didn't sound at all like he wants to be here. Maybe he doesn't. Had a good thing going to Golden State, one of the leaders out there. As that team continues to plummet, I know Steph Curry might be coming back in March. Klay Thompson's been ruled out for the year. They'll get a nice high pick and they'll be back. They'll be back. Steph and Klay, when they get back in the mix, Draymond Green, they'll be fine. I don't know what to win, but they'll be fine. Taking a year off. But, yeah, I don't see the Sixers doing anything. I really don't. I don't know if I'm in the minority or majority because I still hear people call this station every day during the week. Oh, I think they'll get their act together. We had a guy call today. They're built for the postseason. Are they? Really? How are they built for the postseason? You want to explain that? They have a point guard who can and won't shoot. They have a big man who won't play if he gets the sniffles or won't play well. Never met a Chick-fil-A sandwich he didn't like. Doesn't have a large fuel tank, as one of our callers put it that way. You have Al Horford. You have a backup to Embiid who can play the four, can play in Embiid's spot in the five. Who's older, slower, 32 years old right now. Looks like he's on the downside of his career a little bit. Josh Richardson, he's a guy. Josh Richardson is a guy. Tobias Harris is a couple steps, a couple rungs above a guy, but he's still, what's Tobias Harris? He's a good player who doesn't always play good. He's a good player who doesn't always play good. That's your max guy. Korkmaz, Shake Milton coming off the bench, had a good night last night, both of them 17 points each. But, I mean, their bench is thin. They don't have a great bench. They don't have an alpha. They're kind of soft. Their two would-be leaders are immature. The coach isn't tough enough. He's too much of a player's coach. He's too nice. He lets the players do what they want to do. They need to get their act together, which they don't have it together right now. The end of the year, unless they get to the finals, the NBA finals, Brett Brown, I think, is gone. I think they will make a change. I don't care if they make it to the Eastern Conference finals. To me, that means diddly poo. If they get smoked by the Bucks in the third round, what does it mean? Who cares? Who cares? So what? You won two rounds. Right now, the last 2 years, they've only won one round. One round each. So, I mean, you tell me your thoughts on the 76ers. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Am I wrong? What I'm saying about this team? I don't care if I'm offending anybody. I'm just telling it like I see it. I had this argument with my nephew last week. He thinks they're going to be okay. He thinks they're ripe for the playoffs. I'm like, are you tripping? Are you? Oh, what are you watching? Are you watching this team? Up and down, up and down, up and down. They're like a sine curve. Awesome at home. They look like a ball club at home. Crowd behind them. They're in sync. They have energy. They have desire. Looks like they want to win. On the road. Crash and burn on the road. 9-20 on the road. How many championship teams do you see with a road record like that? How many championship teams do you see with a road record like 9-20? They don't have that energy. They don't have that desire. They don't. And B doesn't have it. Simmons has it sometimes. He'll disappear in the fourth quarter once in a while. He disappears. Embiid, 5 of 18, 17 points last night against the top team in the East, one of the top teams in the NBA. He puts up a 17 spot and calls himself the best player in the world. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazak. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we got Matt Niskanen, Flyers defenseman. And we'll have Michael Raffel at 11:20. We've got Sean Couturier at 11:50. We've got some players milling around. The doors have opened. The fans have been let in. They're running amok right now here at the Wells Fargo Center. I'm outside section 111 and 110. If you want to stop by and say hi, I'm here till noon. That's when Jason Martinez takes over on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Joe Stazak. We're coming right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stazak in the house here at the Wells Fargo Center. We are here awaiting the 43rd annual Flyers Wives Carnival down here at the Well. Folks are milling around, running amok throughout the concourse. I'm outside section 110, 111. If you're around, please stop by and say hi. Good seeing the folks. I can smell the popcorn now and the pretzels, and we're really cranking it up. Things get underway at 11 o'clock. I will have Matt Niskanen in here at 11 o'clock. Michael Raffel after that. Seth Travis Konecny and Sean Couturier in my 11 o'clock hour. Jason Martinez takes over at noon. He'll have the rest of the boys. I think he'll be here at 3 o'clock. He's in goal, actually, 10:30 to 11:30. Martinez is only here at 1 o'clock? 12 to 1? Just doing an hour. I'm sorry. He's doing an hour. All right. Maybe Josh Rabick can tell me who's doing 1 to 3. We're going to find out who's doing 1 to 3. No, okay, no problem. Oh, it is. See, that's what I thought. I saw it as 12 to 3, too. Okay. Well, I'm getting different information down here. But so Well, from at least 12 to 1, we know Jason Martinez will be in the house. I'm Joe Stasak. We're talking Le Flyer. We're talking 76ers basketball. We're talking Ben Simmons. He's out, getting an MRI on his lower back. Could be a problem. We'll see. He already missed a game against the Nets after the All-Star game. Don't know if he tweaked it during the All-Star game. This is why I get nervous when my guys go to play in these exhibition games. They mean zero. They mean squat-ta. Look what happened to Embiid last year when the knucklehead played in the All-Star game and missed the next 8 games. You're no good for me. You're no good to me if you're not on the floor. I couldn't give a rip about the All-Star game. I know players do because it's an honor and it's cool and it's fun. But then this happens. And I don't know how Ben Simmons hurt his lower back. All I know is since the All-Star game, he's missed 2 games, basically. Okay, Embiid missed 8 games last year. 610-632-0975. Let's go. I was just about to go to him. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast here on 97.5. The Fanatic D, what's up, man?
Yo, Joe. What's going on, brother?
How are you, brother?
Good. How you feeling?
What's up?
Nothing. We were just talking about the Sixers. I figured I'd give you a call. I agree with your nephew. I think that they're going to be all right. And I'm kind of going on a whim here because health is most important out of anything. But I think last night you really saw what the team looks like with Ben Simmons on the court compared to off the court. When he's on the court, they're a completely different team. And I think if they could figure out a way to keep him and Joe both healthy, I think they could make a little run at it. I mean, I'm not going to say if they're going to be able to go to the finals. And you know how excited I've been about them all year. But, I really think that Al Horford signing is bad. He's 33 years old. He finally gets his max contract, or his big contract, I'll say. And he kind of really looks like he lost a step. Like, he just looks super slow out there.
Yeah, that's what I said. He looks old and slow. All of a sudden, he looks old and slow.
I don't get it. And last year, he's able to run with Joel Embiid. And, I'm not going to say Joel's the best player in the world. I personally believe he saw the best player in the world last night. And I think Giannis, he's an incredible basketball player. I think he's better than LeBron. I think he's better than anybody.
I would just talked about that earlier in the show. I don't know if I'd take anyone ahead of him.
He is unbelievable, and he's starting to figure out his jump shot, which is going to be
right.
Brilliant.
It's going to be crazy. I think he hit like 6 or 8 uncontested shots last night. I mean, he's getting his shot now down, 31 points, 17 boards. I mean, he's a beast.
Unbelievable. And I want to go back. The thing with Joe that really bothers me is, when he made that comment the other day when he said he's the best player in the world, I don't know if it was against the Bucks, but you think the best player in the world is ever going to throw up a goose egg in a game, not even get one basket? Wasn't that against the Bucks when he threw up the goose egg?
When was that? Because he had...
That was
earlier
in the season.
He had a decent...
He went like 0 for 12 or something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I know he had a decent game on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but you're right. Do elite players put up games like that once in a while? Rarely. I rarely see. You rarely see. LeBron has scored under 10 points like once in his career. He had 8 that night. And you never see Jordan with a goose egg. And if you're going to call yourself the best player in the world, I need to see it. I need to see it. I need to see you play with the fire that the Greek Freak plays with. He's got fire, man. He just looks like a wrecking machine.
And you know what the difference is you saw, especially in that game last night? They play the Bucks. They play as a team. The Sixers, half the time, if these guys just standing around, they have no heart. And it comes down to, I understand it's a lower back. I don't know how far it goes. But doesn't it seem like Joel Embiid and Ben, I hate to say it, but doesn't it seem like they're extremely soft?
I've been saying that. Well, I think they're soft even when they play. I just don't think they play with toughness on the road. I don't think they play with fire. They don't intimidate anyone. Where's Bully Ball? I thought I was going to see some Bully Ball this year. Weren't we told we were going to see Bully Ball?
And it's crazy because Philadelphia, we are a tough crowd, don't get me wrong. And when you're not playing with heart, and you're not playing hard, we're going to give it to you. And it's just like, it's almost like these guys don't understand what city they're fighting for. Because we're there. We've been there. I was there when we had Tony Reckonball going in a hole. We were winning 10 games, 12 games in a season. Like, we're a good crowd. It just doesn't, I don't know, man. And I think it comes down to the head coach, too. I mean, it just, nothing is making sense. They have so much talent on this team, and they're just not able to figure it out. I don't understand it whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't either, and I'm not big on the coach. D, I got to run, man. Thank you. I'm not big on the coach. I'm not big on his discipline, lack of discipline in the locker room. I don't think he's got the heavy hand. I don't think he can drop the hammer when he needs to drop the hammer. I think he's too close to these guys. He's definitely a player's coach, and I firmly believe they all love him to a man. But I don't need my players to love their coach. I need them to respect him. And I think that they might love him, but I think they think he's a pushover. Because apparently he is. You can do whatever you want. You're supposed to shoot the basketball? No, not so much. You don't have to. If you don't want to, just do your thing. Just stay stagnant. Don't improve your game. You can go out and shoot as many balls as you want in the summertime, but you know, you don't have to shoot them in the game. It's okay. Just do the same thing you've been doing, and you'll get no better. But that's okay. And I'll just change the way I draw up plays, because I'm not going to draw up plays if you're not going to shoot, and you're not going to shoot if I don't tell you to shoot, and I'm not going to tell you to shoot. I'm only the head coach. Who am I to tell you what to do? I'm only the head coach. Time for a change. Time for a change at the top. I hate calling for people's jobs. I like Breck Brown. Good dude. But I think it's time they make a change. They'll probably let him play out the season. Only if he makes it to the NBA Finals do I think he retains his job. The NBA Finals, not the Conference Finals, the NBA Finals. It's the only way I think he retains his job. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stazek. Got to take another break. 1 hour to go. Matt Niskanen and Flyers defenseman coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.